I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1941. That's the day 2,500 steel workers at the Prest Steel Car Company near McKees Rock, Pennsylvania, walked off the job. It was the second walkout in 2 weeks. Workers effectively shut down production of armor plate for the Navy, shell forgings for the Army, and railroad cars used to transport military material. The company had gone back on promises of holding a collective bargaining election. Steelworkers Organizing Committee Sub-Regional Director Abe Martin told the Pittsburgh Press that while the union had not called the strike, workers had, quote, walked out themselves because they are fed up with the company's discrimination against them. SWAC had been trying to organize the plant for years, but the company had engineered an election for a so-called independent union 18 months earlier, when the complex was only operating at half capacity. Workers walked out at the beginning of the month and ended their strike on the guarantee that negotiations for a new election would begin. But when they returned, they found that some were stripped of their seniority, while others were forcefully transferred to new departments. The day before, machine shop workers on the afternoon shift were fed up and dropped their tools. Word spread throughout the evening, and by early morning, picket lines were solid and production had come to a complete standstill. When the company tried to force reopening of the plant after Labor Day, 1,500 workers formed picket lines at the gate to stop scabbing. They returned to work 10 days later in compliance with a request by the National Defense Mediation Board. The NLRB rejected SWAC's election petition 2 months later. But SWAC persisted and won exclusive bargaining rights the following June.